It's time for our Copan Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Hornet head football coach Shane Page. Copan 0-1 had to forfeit their last game against Peru. Actually, it was their first scheduled game against Peru this past Friday. But Coach Page, sounds like you guys will have 8-plus on Friday. You've got another home game against Watts, and you're going to give it a go this weekend.
Yes, sir. We're ready to play. Excited about this week, finally being here and having enough kids to be able to play some football. Excited for the kids that have been working, getting stuff done since day one like they're supposed to. So they finally get to see the field this week. So we're pretty excited here in Copan.
Yeah, and I was actually just thinking that as you gave that answer. That's got to be really thrilling for, I know it's a small number of guys, but the number of guys that have, you know, been out the last couple of years and have worked hard and stayed eligible and, you know, practiced since day number one with you all this year. Because obviously, if you're listening and did not know, Copan had to forfeit their game this past week because they didn't quite have enough guys out for the squad. Got a couple more out this week, it sounds like, and here in a few weeks you're going to have a few more eligible that were academically ineligible, so you're going to have closer to a full squad here in a few weeks. But it's really got to feel rewarding, both for you, because I know you've been working hard at recruiting and trying to get guys out and keeping this program together during that kind of tough time there, but also for those handful of guys that have been with you since the beginning.
It's truly a blessing. Like I said, we're glad to have these kids out, and although they're a little bit behind the eight ball because they're going to have to run on the go and run really quickly with our offense and defense, I'm just excited for the kids who've been out since day one that we're actually going to get to suit up and play somebody else besides beating up on each other every day in practice.
So you've got Watts week number two here coming up on Friday, first game of the season for you all. And not only do you get to kind of play another team and hit another team on Friday, but it's also kind of a more standard week for you now after a long preseason since you got started week one instead of 0 week and then ended up not even playing week one. You've been practicing for 3.5, almost 4 weeks now, so you're going to have a more preparation type of week for an actual game on Friday.
Correct. I mean, it's nice to be able to go back and be in the flow of what it's going to be like week in and week out and get these kids used to that. And we're even practicing today. I mean, it's a holiday, but I gave them Friday off, and we weren't having a game, so they'd be out in full force today and ready to go. And even our ineligible kids showed up this afternoon, so that tells me that they're finally starting to kind of realize that this is an important deal and that they want to do this and they want to help be the change.
So you got your first obstacle down. You're actually going to be able to play on Friday. Second one is how you play, and I guess now you can focus a little bit more on that as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right now, you know, we're going to be pretty vanilla on offense just because we're having to play catch-up with some guys. And, you know, we'll go out and do the best we can. Watts is a really good team. They made the playoffs last year, from what I remember from talking to people. And so they'll be a pretty talented team, and we're going to have our work cut out for us because we do not have backups. And, you know, we're going to have to play some Iron Man football and be able to make it through all 4 quarters.
And it sounds like, as well, you're going to get some of these guys that are new, more used to the system. They'll get a few games under their belt, and hopefully when you get a few of those guys that are ineligible back eligible, you'll have a little bit more momentum, I guess you could say, kind of moving toward district play here in a few weeks.
Right. I mean, we're just going to continue building and continue working. Luckily for most of the ineligible kids, most of them have been with us since day one. So when we get those back, we'll get kids in that have already pretty much ran our system, at least in a scrimmage situation. So I don't feel like they're going to be completely, you know, out there like they don't know what they're doing. So that makes me feel a little better that they at least got a scrimmage in before we, you know, didn't have enough numbers.
Copan head football coach Shane Page. Once again, the Hornets are going to be in action for the first time this Friday at home against Watts. Hopefully, community Copan comes out and supports those guys that have been there since the very beginning. They are 0-1 after having to forfeit their game this past Friday that was scheduled to be at home against Peru. Coach Page, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you on Friday.
Thank you, Evan.